Life used to be so much easier when freedom of the press just meant newspapers. Then came movies, radio, advertising, and television, and things got a little confusing. But blogs and bloggers? Well, now we're talking a whole new level of bewilderment. At one level, bloggers consider themselves the equivalent of mainstream journalists. But now the question has become, who is a blogger, and who is just a private individual who sends a bunch of emails to a bunch of people, or who has a social media site accessed by friends and family? Here's the problem. The Alaska Supreme Court has ruled that private emails that deal with public issues are public records. By implication, this also means that these electronic communications come under state freedom of information laws. It used to be that you were a journalist if you worked for some kind of mainstream media outlet. And being a journalist meant you had all kinds of First Amendment protections. With the rise of the Internet, more and more civilians began calling themselves journalists, and the professionals usually went along. There was a fear that any restrictions on these so-called journalists would be applied to real reporters and commentators. Unfortunately, these efforts at defining anyone and everyone as a journalist are forcing courts to decide who is a journalist and who isn't, which means the government will be setting standards and definitions. For years, real journalists have been fighting to make sure mainstream journalism has been broadly defined to include newspapers, magazines, movies, radio, television, and advertising, and their related websites. Unfortunately, it appears that efforts to expand this definition may be backfiring. I'm Larry Burris.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the author, not necessarily those of WMOT or of the College of Mass Communication at Middle Tennessee State University.